This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. We have been on a wild musical expedition today, and on our last leg of the tour, we're going to introduce you to some unusual sounds. Like the ukulele, as you've never heard it before. Just don't call it the ukulele if you visit Hawaii.
Ukulele. That's a New Yorker's pronunciation of ukulele.
That's ukuleleist Herb Ota.
Uku in Hawaiian means flea, and lele meant to jump. So it's a jumping flea.
Ota has recorded more than 60 albums, including a recent collaboration with Lyle Ritz, another ukuleleist. They recorded it at a guitar shop in Santa Monica, California, and surprised more than a few members of the audience there.
They see two ukuleles, and they probably think, oh, is somebody going to sing? Or is somebody going to do the hula?
Or at least play Hawaiian music.
Yeah, Hawaiian music.
The reaction was astonishment that such kind of music could come from a little four-stringed instrument like that. As I understand it, you were doing that kind of music from the very beginning of your career.
Well, I think we all grew up with that type of music. It's that era, you know, in the 40s.
Yeah, but not many people were playing songs on it, jazz standards. You were and I was, and it's just interesting now. I ran into you at the Hyatt Waikiki one day. And I couldn't believe my ears when I heard it. Got my first uke in 1950, and that was before rock and roll, and the big bands were still in force. And a song that I picked up and played and loved was "Where or When," a Rodgers and Hart song, and I still play it. It's a good exercise on the uke, it's a good chord study. It just lays right, and it kind of flows over the fingerboard. It's not difficult, but it has a character about it that sparkles.
I had a school and I taught for 20 years, but not anymore. I don't think I have the stamina and the patience to teach anymore.
Well, Herb, you have instruction books out and a video.
Oh, you do too.
Yeah, well, yours is better than mine.
No, I think yours is better.
The uke is easy to carry around, and you can hold it. The tactile sensation you get is really neat, personal, intimate. It's friendly, and it's easy to, in just a few minutes, you can learn three chords and play songs with it.
And it's portable, and it's light, and you can take it to the beach with you, not in New York, but in Hawaii.
Herb Ota and Lyle Ritz. Their CD is called Ukulele Jazz, Live at McCabe's. And Steve Nelson produced our story.